You are about to hear a life-changing message that was preached at the Kodesh Family Church Memphis by Reverend Kojo Orleans Lindsay. Now relax and be blessed as you hear this anointed word.
It gets sweeter and sweeter, day by day. Yes, it does.
What a blessing, what an honor. Oh, how I love the name of Jesus. Nice. Today we're going to learn something about that name, Jesus. I feel like singing. Hallelujah.
Sing it, Ray. Sing it. Yeah.
So we thank God for this wonderful day. We thank God for the Sabbath. Bible says in Psalm 65, verse number 4, that blessed is the man whom the Lord chooses and causes to approach unto him, okay, that he may enjoy the goodness of his house, even of his holy temple.
Wow.
You know that anytime that God invites you into a service, you are about to experience his goodness.
Amen.
You are about to experience the things of his sanctuary, you know, and I want you to open your heart and open your mouth wide, and the Lord will fill it. I just want you to know that this year is going to be better than the last year. You are going to be more blessed than you have ever been. Believe it, because that's going to be your portion in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. All right.
Now, today I want to share with you something very important. But before I do that, I want to give a couple of announcements, okay? Last week I told you that a safe church is very important. In fact, I saw a certain blessing, I think it's in Psalm 65 as well, about children that I meant to share with you. Is that Psalm 65 or Isaiah chapter 65? Maybe it's Isaiah chapter 65. And let me say, but I want you to know that God is interested in every child, okay? God is interested in every child and wants the children to be blessed. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 65 and but it talks about the fact that you shall have children and the Lord will take care of them. You know, I will bring it up later. But what I want you to do is that we want to be like God, take care of the children. So every Sunday evening, I know that sometimes your children may not understand the, you know, we used to have the children's church when we had the church in our facility, but now it's Zoom. We can have one preaching, and I pray that they will understand. But even if they don't, there are two opportunities. At 6 p.m. on Sunday evening, there is a saved global, North America service, only run by the children, preached by the children, organized by the children, for the children, with the children. And it's amazing. You see that there is something about peers, you know, peers in a bad way can influence you to do bad things. But when peers influence you to do the right thing, you know, like when you are misbehaving, they point to you, see that your brother, your same age, how they are behaving well. That's the kind of good thing that is happening. Okay. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 13, verse 20, He that walks with the wise shall become wise, and he that walks with the fool shall ruin his life. Okay, so I want us to know that these are children that are dedicated to serving God. Let your child join the Sunday evening service. You know, the link will be sent to you, and it's a Zoom service by Children with Children. And also Friday evening at 6 p.m., we have our own children's service from 6 to 10, 11 years old, Friday evening, okay? Now, the one on Sunday evening is from 6 all the way to 17 or 18, okay? So please note that and join. Your child will never, never be the same. The Bible says in Isaiah 65, verse 23, you shall not labor in vain, nor bring forth for trouble. That means your children will not put you in trouble. For Amen. They are the seed of the blessed of the Lord. Amen. And their offspring with them. I tell you, when I saw this scripture, I thought I should just share it with you. I'll read it again.
Wow.
You shall not labor in vain, nor bring forth children for trouble. Your children will not be in jail. Your Amen. Children will not be school dropouts.
Amen.
Your children will not be weed smokers.
Amen.
Your
Amen.
Children will not bring you trouble in Jesus'
Amen.
Name. Because they shall be descendants of the blessed of the Lord. It means that your blessing will wrap over them. Joseph was told that the blessing of your ancestors has prevailed for you. Okay, so every curse that was in our ancestors is canceled. Every
Amen.
Blessing will prevail with
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay.
Amen.
And their offspring will be blessed with them. May that scripture come alive in your life. I proclaim,
yes.
I prophesy, Amen. I declare, I confess it over your life and that of your children in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, you might think it is a joke, but I did this. I spoke this over my children and over the children of our young church. And I say to the glory of God that all of them, without exception, have gone through school, have done well, are in college. Some are becoming lawyers. Some are becoming doctors, engineers. You know, just this week, one of the little kids, Alex, your child, sent me a text. That, you know, hey, I hear there is a platform in Lighthouse that has professional engineers. I want to join that platform. I said, why?
Wow.
Is that not what you want to hear from your child?
Yeah.
That is fantastic.
Oh, yes.
They will all do well in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Okay. Bible says, Bible says, by these, I mean, I think it's 1 Timothy chapter 1 or 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 18. It says that, the prophecies, you should war a good warfare by the prophecies. So you hear a prophecy, then you walk with it.
Amen.
And you war a good warfare.
That's it.
You don't wait for things to happen. You hear the prophecy and you walk with it.
That's right.
And I walk with these prophecies, and it's been a blessing to me. Every time Bishop Doug is prophesying, my hands are up because I saw in the book of Numbers chapter 6 from verse 23 that when the Lord wanted to bless the people. He told Moses and Aaron, lift up your hands over the people and bless them with these blessings.
Mm-hmm.
And as you bless them, the Lord says, and I will bless them in my name. Bless them in my name, and the blessing will come to pass.
Receive it.
Hallelujah.
Yeah,
so I speak the blessing over your life.
Amen.
And God will use
it.
Every evil that occurred in 2020, in 2021, will be turned into a goodness in the name of Jesus
Christ.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Those that mocked you will laugh with you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Your test will become your testimony in the name
Amen.
Of
Amen.
Hallelujah. So that's very
Amen.
Important.
Amen.
The second announcement I want to make is that, listen, there is no child who does not hear the words of his father. The word of God is the word of your father. Anytime you don't have the Bible with you, you have been drawn away. Do you know why? In the book of Genesis chapter 3, when the devil came into the garden, his first attack, he attacked the word of God. The first thing he said in Genesis chapter 3, when the devil was described as a most subtle, the serpent most subtle, he said, he spoke to Eve and said, has the Lord indeed said that he did not eat of this fruit? Went straight. The first statement ever recorded about the devil is an attack, direct attack on the word of God. Anytime that you actually are being forced not to hear the word of God, or not to address, live by the word of God, or not to read the Bible, know that Satan's most basic attack is on your life.
Amen.
Yes. That you are actually operating in the very first levels, basic level attack has affected you. That you are so low that even the first attack, you were dropped. How can the other attacks not affect you? You see, basic attack is on the word. You don't read the Bible, you're not interested in the Bible, you don't memorize scriptures, and you are not in the Bible challenge, something, you're under attack. You are under attack. Or you don't believe the word, you're under attack. So from today, now that I saw that, we are instituting what we call, we've been doing it, but I'm extending it to the whole church, the Bible challenge.
Amen.
Right? And for all of us to read one chapter of the Bible a day. We have been reading up to the book with Leviticus, Numbers, and over the weekend we did a little bit of Genesis. But I think as a matter of principle, I see that we're going forward. Bishop has been reading the book of Leviticus, Numbers, and I believe he's moving on. We want to move along with him. So we're going to the next book called Deuteronomy.
Deuteronomy.
You know, there are four books of Moses. Five books, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy.
Deuteronomy.
We're left with the Deuteronomy. I want us to read it one chapter a day. And when you read it, even if it's just one verse that ministered to you, pick it out and write notes about it.
Amen.
And write it for some of your brothers to also be blessed. So all the platforms, all your WASENTERs, your WASENTER leaders will be talking about it. And they will spend some 10, 15 minutes each week to talk about a few things that we did in the course of the week. And may the Lord bless you with his word. You know, when Isaac wanted to bless his children, he just spoke his word. When the Lord wants to bless his children, it's just his word that comes. And if the word of God is not in your life, you don't have the presence of God. Bible says where the word of the king is, there is power.
Wow.
All right. Yeah. And in Acts chapter 20, verse 32, Bible says, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace. Grace is undeserved favor, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance, whatever God wants to give us an inheritance to children, and give you an inheritance among the sanctified, the people he has selected and purified. So it means that I commend you to God, number one, and to the word. And therefore, the word of God is what is going to give you an inheritance. A Christian is the word. It's a Christian who has taken his place in God's inheritance. Yes, I'm telling you. That is the reason why when God wanted to deprive Adam and Eve of God's inheritance, he did not just throw them out of the garden. He just told them, don't address the word. Just refuse the word. That alone took them away from their inheritance.
Oh, wow.
That alone, he didn't need to do much. That's why when the devil wants to attack you, just prevent you from coming to hear the word of God.
And your
Bible will collect dust. When that happens to you, they are depriving you. They are ripping your inheritance from you. Yes.
God.
Just the same way that when you prevent me from speaking to my child, you have disinherited my child. Yes,
yeah,
inherited my child. It's true. My words, my direction will bring survival and will make him actually be a beneficiary of what the Lord has invested in me.
Amen.
It's true.
Yeah.
All right? Yeah.
Yes.
That is why in the slave trade, when they wanted to disinherit the black people, they took away their fathers.
That's right.
Yeah.
Disconnection.
They disconnected them from their fathers, from their fathers' words.
That's right.
And that is not a good thing. That no man here should go and impregnate a woman and create a single mother. You have created a person of without inheritance. Everyone who did not have a father, today I speak a restoration into your life in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Whether it was by death or by circumstances or by mistake or by fornication or adultery, God is restoring you today in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. And everybody who dropped your Bible from today, you are coming back into the inheritance of God. God is restoring you into his garden of inheritance.
Amen. Amen.
So those are the announcements. Amen. And therefore, please make sure you join your WASENTA meeting on Wednesday at 7 or 6, whatever time it is, and God will bless you. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we thank you. We bless your name. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. We bind the spirits of Satan. We say, Lord, have the preeminence. May you be the subject and object of everything we do, say, and think. Have your way, Holy Spirit, with the anointing. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, today, for a short time, I want to introduce you to something that we're going to be sharing over the course of this month. Because this month is a month of prayer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's a month of fellowship with the presence of God. It's a month of new beginnings. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's a month of new beginnings. Now, I want to share with you about how to have answered prayer. It is from a bishop's book that he wrote, How to Receive 100% Answered Prayer. Hallelujah. 100% answered prayer. Oh, Pastor, how is it possible? How is it possible? It is possible to have 100% of all your prayers answered. Now, I am sure you're wondering, oh, but if that's possible, I've been praying, where are the answers? You see, because sometimes you don't like the answers the Lord gives you.
Well, that's shocked.
Yeah, it's true. I was very shocked as I was reading the book of Numbers that the Lord actually told some people, no. The Lord actually told some people, no, you're not going to do it this way. You're going to go that way. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There was a group of people called the Gadites and the Reubenites who were rich in cattle, and they wanted to just stop and, you know, relax and let the other people go. And then Moses saw the face of them and said, no, you're not going to do that. Mm-hmm. You want to stay here? No. The east side of Jordan, no, you're going to go with us across the Jordan, help your brothers. And when you do that, when you come back to the east side, you'll be blessed. That was the answer to the prayer.
Aye.
Somebody would have said, oh, no, God didn't answer my prayer just because he didn't say. So for some of us, it's either my way of the or the highway. That is a man without faith. If you're a man of faith, you know, my children ask me for things. I answer them 100% all the time.
Mm.
100%. Some of the answers they don't like, but actually that is the blessing. For example, one of the things that I did was that, for example, David was trying to go to medical school here in America. And I told him, well, it's not bad, but America medical school would take you about 9 years from starting to the end with 1 year of research. But if you go to medical school in Ghana, it takes 6 years. Yeah. He had already started school here. And because of that, he decided, yes, I don't want it. That was not my initial plan. But if my father says it, if that's the answer, I asked him, he gave that. Great. That is the answer. I'll walk in it.
Amen.
As if he didn't know. Immediately he got there. Everything that he wanted to sing, he wanted to develop his music. There are facilities to do all that just because he accepted the answer, no, not this way, but that way. This That's time, right. As I teach you, I'm going to explain to you how to get the same 100% answered prayer, and your faith will be elevated such that no matter the answer, it will be a blessing to you.
It's a real answer.
Put your hands together for Jesus.
Wow.
Yeah.
Today, I call and I, you know, I was thinking, are you going to be lonely? Is it going to be difficult? You know, the guy is excited with his brother over there. I'm even surprised. It was not based on his answer, but my answer. The Lord's answer to your prayer. Every one of your prayers will be answered. And God is going to grant you faith to receive.
Is it us?
You guys muted him. Rev, you mute.
No, the studio.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. The devil is a liar. Anyway, so let's start. Today, that's the introduction I'm giving you. I'm giving you this introduction. You see, that's it. That is what the devil did to Eve. As if, oh, God has not, whatever the plans God has for you are not good. God, when he created the earth, he created everything for you, set you up this way, held this from you, gave you this, and that is harmful to you. It's not the right thing. You can get more. And that was the distraction of Adam and Eve. Many of us have lost hope in prayer because you did not see things the way you are supposed to see things, and you did not expect certain answers. Today, by the time we finish this series in the coming month, you will be a man of God's inheritance. Amen. You will be a man of God's diligence. He will reward you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
James chapter 4, verse 1 through 3. James chapter 4. Amen. From verse 1, the Bible says, where do wars and fights come from among you? Do they come from your desires, or do they not come from the desires for pleasure that war in your members? I'm reading from the New King James.
Hey.
When you see wars, every time there's wars, there's argument. There is unhappy marriages. There's frustration at work. There is all kinds of disagreements. Where does it come from? It's because of our inner desires and desire for pleasures.
Mm.
The Lord is saying that, don't you think he can provide them? Why are you going to war? Why are you struggling? Why are you having issues? Why are you going to kill? And he says, where do wars, you're fighting and killings among you, they come because of the desires for pleasure, that war in your members. You lust and you do not have. Lust is a fleshly craving for something just to satisfy your feelings. You lust and you don't have. You even murder. You murder to get. Why do you murder when your father can give you? When David killed Uriah and took his wife, when God came back, he told David, David, you've been a fool. You've done wrong. If you wanted, when I gave you wives, and I even gave you your master's wives as well. If you wanted another, you could have asked me and I would have given it to you. Why did you have to kill Uriah just to keep his wife?
Wow.
Just because of the fleshly pleasures and desires. Ladies and gentlemen, there is no desire, there is nothing that you like that the Lord cannot advise you or provide for. So you
That's
don't
right.
have to murder. You don't have to argue. You don't have to war. You don't have to be frustrated. You can have a good marriage. You can have a big placenta. You can have good children. You can have a good job. Everything. You can have good health. You can be free of COVID. Fears can go away. You don't have to fight. You don't have to
sleep.
You lust and you do not have. You murder and you covet. And still you cannot even obtain it. You fight wars. Yet you do not have. Why? Because you do not ask.
You ask,
because you do not ask. Because you do not ask. Ladies and gentlemen, the steps to 100% answered prayer, the first step is pray yourself.
Wow.
Ask God yourself.
Jesus.
Pray yourself. There are a lot of Christians who just hitch a ride on their pastor's prayer, on their big brother's prayer, especially we blacks. We like our grandmother's prayers.
It's true.
Do you know why it's the grandmothers and the grandfathers who pray for us? Because experience in life has taught them that there's no need to war. There's no need to murder. There's no need to covet. They finally accepted after over 70 years that the right way is to ask. So they've now resorted to what they should have been doing 35 or 70 years earlier. Unfortunately, the people they are praying for, they want the answers, but they are not willing to pray themselves.
Yay.
Unfortunately.
Yourself.
It's true.
Wow.
That's the same thing. Wisdom. The people, all people have wisdom, which they don't need because it's too late. They made their mistakes. Young people need wisdom, but they refuse. It's true.
Yeah.
They've lived their lives. They are the ones who pray the most, the grandparents. Young people, today I'm telling you, you are at an advantage because you've seen the wisdom of the grandparents. You've seen the wisdom of pastors. You receive not because you ask not. Now I've decided to be a walking prayer book. Little things occur to me. I am asking for it immediately.
That's right.
I am walking and I feel a pain under my feet. I'm immediately saying, Lord, may you heal me. It's a prayer. You receive not because you ask not.
Don't ask.
You do the asking. Don't wait till Sunday and you are hoping that prophetically that your request will come through the prayers. Bishop will pray. Bishop's prayer that he took us through the flow prayer meeting, it took a break because he's expecting that by now, we will do it ourselves. Yeah. It's a do it yourself spiritual life in this church. Put your hands together for Jesus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. So pray to God yourself. Pray to God yourself. Bible says that you do not have because you do not ask. You won't believe it. You think every Christian prays, but I can assure you, Christians pray as a matter of routine. You got up in the morning and you, because it's a good thing to pray. But let me tell you honestly, most Christians don't pray for the things that they need. They work for it. They covet it. They lust after it. They murder. They argue. They fight. Every day, it's like we're in a rat race. We're fighting every day. God did not make you a boxer. He made you a son. Which of my children is fighting for a car? Which of my children is fighting for school fees? Which of your children is fighting for what to eat? It's when they say they've grown, they don't need your food. That's when they begin to fight for themselves. But as for God, he never have grown children. All the children, whether you have a grandmother or you are a grandchild, God still calls you my children. All of us. As opposed to seek his face. Keep asking, my brother.
Children.
Keep asking, my sister. Ask yourself.
Amen. Amen. I receive this.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. It pleases God for people to come directly to us. I'm talking about how to receive answers to prayer. Number one, ask yourself.
Okay.
Yes. Why? Do you know why? Bible says in Hebrews 11 and verse number 6. For without faith, it's impossible to please him. He that cometh to God must believe that he is. He's existed. He exists. And that he's the rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
Amen.
Gentlemen, when my children come to me and they're asking, look, one of the things that I've realized is that when church members come and seek my advice and counsel on something, myself comes. You know what it means, myself comes? It's like I drop everything and I'm all out to help them. Because something comes upon me that among the 200 and something church members, this guy believes that I have something to offer. Suddenly, something arises inside of me. This guy believes. And then when I start speaking, the anointing pours out. The wisdom pours out. And most people who have done that, they have always come. Just like my bishop. When I started off in marriage, I did not think that, oh, what is it? I'm a man. You're a man. You are married. You're a man. You have marital problems. I have marital problems. Why should I come and share my marital problems with you? That was my stand. And whenever I had issues in my marriage, I would just stand myself. Yeah. And I really suffered in the first 7 years. Until one day my wife said, no, this is foolishness. I'm going to report this situation, discuss with our bishop. I had no choice because now she was rebelling against my quietness. And when she went and told bishop our issues domestically, I was shocked. That the person I thought, oh, I can take care of things myself. I don't need to pray. I don't need to talk to you. Solve our problem so well that from that time, I don't even wait. When I have an issue, I send a text, I call, I discuss. What can we do? Even I want to, you know, I want to do this. Even which school should I take this? I just trust, and that's making a difference. Why? Because it brings faith. God is like that. When people come to him in prayer, he is provoked from inside to reward those who diligently seek him. You please him. It is his pleasure that, wow, my child needs something, and of all the entities in the world, he still trusts me to come to me. And Bible says it pleases him. He that it's a sign of faith. It's a sign of faith. Bible says faith will move mountains. That mountain that is before you, if you have faith enough to come to the Lord, God interprets your prayer as an act of faith.
Amen.
And he rewards you diligently. That's why you must pray. He will do something about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. He will do something about it. My children who come to me, they are the ones who have the most.
Amen.
The things. Yeah. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. He that cometh to me, it must believe that he is. When you come to the Lord in prayer, when your knees are on the floor, do you know how God interprets it? God says, this guy believes in my existence. I will manifest myself. He that comes to God must believe.
Wow.
It must. You came because you believe. And when God sees that in himself comes.
Oh.
Because if you're coming to God yourself, the interpretation is you believe. Look, you don't just go to people that go, if I don't believe it, I'm not going to go. When you come to somebody, you have an assurance that the person is about to help you. God sees you the same way. The people in our lot, those who sit here, who do not go to the Lord in prayer, you are assuming and you are telling the Lord, I don't believe in your existence. I believe in credit card. I believe in my brother's help. Bible says the arm of flesh will fail you. When you look at me, I have depended upon the Lord in prayer for every little thing.
Amen.
Every little thing. So I go to the Lord in prayer, so much so that by the time I am coming in the morning to pray, listen, I've said the things that I need. So when I come, I'm just coming to enjoy his presence, the presence of the person that I believe in. Ladies and gentlemen,
sir.
Every one of us must begin to be a man and a woman of personal prayer.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And God says, everyone that comes, three things are happening. Number one, you bring him pleasure. He's pleased with you. For that faith, it's impossible to please him. Means that you're number one, it shows that you're a man of faith. Number two, it shows that you are somebody who brings pleasure. You know, when Isaac was about to bless the children, he said, give me venison to eat that my soul may be happy with you and bless you. When
make
you
me
come
happy.
To the Lord, you make him happy. That wow. Not many people come to the Lord. You'll be shocked that out of this maybe 200 people, you'll be shocked that only 20 people go to the Lord regularly.
Mm.
So when he sees those 20 people, he said, these are my people. I'm pleased with them. Because without faith, it's impossible to please God.
Wow.
If that is coming, actually believes in my existence, must believe. And because of that, what happens? He rewards, he gives, he rewards you for being somebody who has faith in him. He rewards you. Diligently seeking him brings rewards. Watch a man of prayer. You are seeing a man of rewards. Watch a man of prayer. You are seeing a man of supernatural happenings. Watch a man of prayer. You are speaking to a man who lives a miraculous life. My life is a miracle. And you know it. And you know it. My life is a miracle. Even the miracle that when you know that I'm the one, you are ready to come. You buy internet, you buy light, you buy Zoom, you buy WhatsApp because of me to come. It's a supernatural life. It's based on prayer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rewarding me, even with beautiful relationships, nice people like you. Because of prayer, I have nice friends like Ephia, like Michael, like Kimberly, and all the people. Yeah. I have nice friends. Kathy, Jay, Jose, Sophie.
Even me, Rev, even me.
Even somebody like with a bad name like Chuku. Like you.
Yes.
But Chuku is God, though.
Hey, Chuku is God, I beg you. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a miracle. Even your relationship. You know, anybody that tends to come close, anybody you are close to, you have a relationship built up. Prayer is a sign of a relationship with God. Do you have a personal relationship with God? It's like saying, do I pray personally? I tell you, something is happening. The Bible says in Psalm 63, from verse 1 to 2, I'm going to show you where the power comes. It says that, oh God, thou art my God. David was speaking. Early will I seek you. My soul thirsts for you, me personally. And he says, you are my God, personal, not you are our God. Oh God, people call you just God. But I'm going to say, you are my God. My soul thirsts for you. Just like when you are in love with somebody, your soul, like Lady Pastor, her soul is thirsting for me. I mean, she's come. She's come to
be pretty.
My soul thirsts for you. My flesh God. Longs for you. My personal, flesh means personally. My whole body.
Wow.
I'm coming with my body. Thirst for you. In a dry and a thirsty land where there's no water, you don't have anything, but instead of going to work, you said, I'm going to God first. You don't have money. You don't. You dry and thirsty means I don't have. I am bereft of certain things, but I'm coming to see you first, early.
I'm coming.
Yeah. David said, you are my God. So you are the person I come to. I'm not going to go to any voodoo person. I'm not going to consult with anybody. I come to you early, first, in the morning. And listen to what happens. He says, so that I may see and know your power. Verse 2. Yes,
amen.
That I may experience your power, the kind of power that is in your sanctuary. Sanctuary means where God lives, where God. So I have looked to you for your sanctuary, to see your power and your glory, to see your power. People who see power are people who seek the Lord in prayer personally. Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord, you are my God. Yeah. I have looked for you in your sanctuary. I've come to look for you, to pray to you, so that I will see your power.
Amen. And your power. My soul thirsted.
A prayerless person is a powerless person. A prayerless person is a person without glory and shine. You won't shine without God. You won't shine.
Say that again.
Ladies and gentlemen, you will not shine. Let me tell you, when God created the heaven and earth in Genesis chapter 1, he created everything before he created mankind. He is not short of options. He created everything and he gave mankind the seed to multiply. And he blessed them. He blessed them. He says, be fruitful, multiply and replenish the earth. It means the power to be fruitful, the power to flourish, the power to replenish stores that are empty and they are thirsty and depraved. That power comes from the Lord's blessing, and it's those who embrace him, who embrace him, who receive those things. Ladies and gentlemen, as I have come close to my wife, I have experienced the things that many people who are far don't experience. I've experienced his wisdom. I have been a beneficiary of his counsel. I've been a beneficiary of her beauty, of her decoration, of her cooking, of her feeding, of her children. I mean, I've been a benefit. I can even sing because of her.
That's it.
I've been a beneficiary of her voice. Even my children, when they are singing, I even tell people they are my voice, but it's because I sucked out the voice.
Wow.
Clap for the Lord Jesus. Everything, everything that is in the sanctuary around God. Sanctuary means enclosure, a place protected and preserved solely for, you know, when you go to the Capitol or you go to the Pentagon, the armory, it's a sanctuary of protection. When you go to the embassy, it's a sanctuary. That is, you are in Ghana, but you can actually be in the American embassy. You are in America. Everything that is there
That's
is what is in America. Prayer takes you to the sanctuary. where you are in this world, but you enter the heavenly. Bible says the power and the glory of his sanctuary is made available to you. Ladies and gentlemen, there are things in the spiritual realm that only people of prayer can get. That is why David said that. And David was a man who was a shepherd, who was worshiping, having a relationship with God, contacting him all the time. And the blessedness that made him king, even though he had bigger brothers, was because of his prayer life. May you be a man of prayer. May you be a woman of personal prayer.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So pray. Pray. You know, and
I
believe
God,
that you can come to God. Yeah. Some people are afraid. Bible says in James 5, verse 16, the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. Give me the Amplified. It's even nicer. It says, confess your treasures to one another and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual, give me the Amplified. The Amplified says, confess to one another, therefore, your faults, your slips, your false steps, and pray also for one another that you may be healed and restored. It says, the earnest, heartfelt, and continuous prayer. People, you pray this week once, and then next week you don't pray, tomorrow you don't pray. Be a man of regular prayer. Continual heartfelt prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power and glory available. Dynamic in its working. When you hear the word dynamic in its working, it means prayer. Dynamic means it can change to various things, you know.
Different dimensions.
Yeah, different dimensions. Prayer can resolve financial issues. Prayer can resolve relationship issues. Many people don't have faith. Therefore, you don't pray personally. That's why these things are happening. God says, you, because you don't ask. And who is the righteous? The righteous is the person that God, Jesus has said. Bible says, come boldly to the throne of grace. Come boldly personally to the throne of grace. That you may obtain mercy.
Yes. Yes.
Find grace to help you in time of peace. Let me tell you, that is Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 16. Anybody who says, I'm a sinful person, therefore I can't come to God, you haven't understood why we come to God. We don't come because we are pure. We come because God purifies us.
That's right.
That's right.
Yet, come boldly to the throne of grace. It's a throne of undeserved favor. Grace means help to the undeserving and to the ill-deserving. Undeserving means you have not done anything to earn it. Ill-deserving means not only have you not done anything, but you have gone against. You actually deserve punishment. Yes. Do you know what grace is? Grace is G-R-A-C. God's righteousness at Christ's expense.
I love it.
It's a blood.
I love it.
It's a throne of God's righteousness at Christ's expense.
Wow.
Or God's rescue at Christ's expense. Or God's refuge of protection at Christ's expense. Or God's restoration at Christ. Just put your heart. God's replenishment at Christ's expense.
Resources.
So that throne is not a throne of judgment. Judgment throne is when we die and then we're judged. But here, prayer is a throne of grace. That you may, how do I know? He says, when you come, you will obtain, the first thing you will get is mercy.
That's it.
That you may obtain, number one, mercy. So when you are in trouble, your body has caused you to sin, come to the Lord for restoration. And find grace to help your need. Before you even come to your need, the first thing is mercy. That one you don't even pray for. That obtain mercy and you will find out that grace is there to help your need. God's rescue at Christ's expense. Bible says he was made sin for us who knew no sin, that we may become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. God made him sin for your sake. It's at Christ's expense. At Christ's expense. Come at Christ's expense. That brings us to the point number two. Pray in the name of Jesus Christ when you come. Amen. Pray in the name of Jesus Christ. God's rescue, God's righteousness, God's replenishment at Christ's expense. when you are a man of prayer, you are a man who believes in grace and deserved favor. Yes. Is grace is benefits for the undeserving and for the ill-deserving. By all means, you fall into one of these categories.
Or both.
That's saying something.
Pray, number two, in the name of Jesus Christ. Don't pray in the name of Mary. Mary, thank God for her life. Thank God for, don't pray in the name of saints. Don't pray in the name of Reverend Lindsay. Don't pray in the name of Doug. Even Mary, when the people came to ask Mary at the first miracle of Canaan, when Jesus converted water into wine, the people came and said, actually, try and let Jesus help us. You know, Jesus says, woman, remember, this is a spiritual thing. Stay as a woman. This is a spiritual thing. Nothing happened. And then he went to tell the people, whatever he says,
do it.
I am not the one. What Jesus says, that's where the power is.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, prayer is a gracious thing. God's revelation at Christ's expense. God's replenishment. God's rescue. God's whatever you can. Yes, restoration of whatever has been lost at Christ's expense. Is it in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21 that it says that he was made sin for us who knew no sin, that we may become the righteousness? Is it second or first? 2 Corinthians 5:21.
Second Corinthians.
He was made sin for us who knew no sin, so that we may become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So, ladies and gentlemen, Jesus is the name we have to pray for, pray through. And Romans chapter 8 and verse 34, Bible says Jesus, his role since he left, he ever maketh intercession for us. Ever. He's never stopped. Bible says, who is he who condemns us? It is Christ who died and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God.
That's
who
right.
Intercession for us. Yep. I think King James says, who ever maketh intercession
for
us. Ladies and gentlemen, that will never change. Bible says, whoever who makes intercession, make it is a present continuous. Our intercessor is Christ. Pray in the name of Jesus. We all know how to drop names, name dropping.
Yeah.
Doctor, some nurses, they want something and they go and tell them, oh, Dr. Nissen said we should do this. Because I'm a doctor, I make the decision. So the nurses that have a relationship with me, they go and they say, oh, Dr. Lindsay said, we can sit here. Dr. Lindsay said, we can take a break. And things like that. When they come and I hear the person that is talking, this person knows me. I relate with the person. It's okay. No problem. He's not in trouble. Drop the name. Use the name of Jesus.
Use the name.
The mention of that name, the Bible in Ephesians chapter 2 from verse 5 down. Bible says that Jesus Christ, he became obedient to the cross. And then Bible says, because of his obedience, even unto death, God also gave him a name above all names. That at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow. Even in heaven. When you mention the name in heaven, knees bow of things on earth and of things underneath there. That at the name of Jesus Christ, every means without exception, every knee bow, when they are in heaven, we pray for heaven to respond. Oh, you will get a heavenly assistance because immediately mention that name, Jesus. Oh, something about the name, Jesus. Oh, something. I wish I had instruments.
Sing it, Pastor.
Do it.
I know. I love it.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says, or the songwriter says that, oh, what grief and needless pain we bear. Oh, because we do not send,
everything.
Not carry everything,
everything to God
in prayer. What needless pain we bear. What grief we bear. All because we do not carry everything to pray.
Sing it.
What a friend we have in Jesus.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, from today, pray in the name of Jesus. Tell the Lord,
amen.
I pray in the name of the Jesus whose name brings knees to bow. If you come, you bow down in the name of Jesus. I've tried every morning, minimum 1 hour, sometimes 3 hours. I'm on my knees. When you start life on your knees, you fly.
Amen.
Fly.
What a blessing.
We start life on air, on the cell phone, in the cloud.
You crash.
At the end of the day, you crash. Nothing is built from the top down.
That's right.
Every real thing that is going to be big, built from down, but except the grave.
Foundation.
Where you build from the top down. Ladies and gentlemen, let's start humble. Bible says that humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. And in due time, he will lift you up.
Yes.
You will fly.
Come down. You will fly. You will fly. You will fly. Today, I just want to tell you, if they're not 20, just these 2 points. Pray yourself. Act in faith. Don't go through needless pain and grief. All because you did not.
Unnecessary trauma.
Unnecessary. Because you did not carry anything from prayer. David came. They are taking his wives and their wives and the children. He saw the. He went himself. He didn't consult the priest. He took on the priestly effort, and he sought the face of the Lord. This is difficult time. What shall we do? And the Lord said, "You shall go pursue them. You shall overtake them, and you shall recover all." Whatever it is in your life that was deficient, what the cankerworm had eaten, what the sickness had nibbled at, because of your new identity of a prayer warrior like David, you will pursue, you will return, and you will recover recover
I
think the 30 and verse 6, you will recover all. And David inquired, verse 8, inquired on the saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? He himself, if you read the earlier verse, he went and put on the effort. From today, may the Lord put on you the linen effort of prayer.
Amen.
The Epaphras spirit.
Yes.
Bible says Epaphras. He labored fervently for the effort in prayer. And
that's right.
The difference. You will operate in supernatural realms. You will be a man of faith. A man of God's power.
Amen.
A man of God's glory.
Amen.
You will
Amen.
A surprised life. The people Amen. Who surprise you will be surprised at you.
Amen.
The people who surprise you will be surprised at a new entity. David is an example. Ladies and gentlemen, pray in the name of Jesus Christ and pray yourself. Enough of every time wanting that. It's nice. It's okay for other people to support you in prayer. Bible says, if two shall come together as touching anything that they shall agree on, it shall be done for them. So, yes, I'm not by any means saying don't accept the prayer. After all, God told Moses to lift the hands and pray for the people and he will bless them. Pray for your child. Pray for your church members. Pray for me. Even me, I need your prayer. But,
Amen.
You know, it's like saying that somebody should work for you, but you never work for yourself. How can you survive? It's like saying that, look, I'm breathless. Somebody should give me mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. We will do that. But after we've given you a few pumps, you have to learn to breathe yourself. There are more personal breaths. There needs to be more personal breaths than breath that is given by the machine.
Sorry, ventilator breath is low quality.
Ventilator breath is low quality and it's artificial breath. And it's good enough to sustain you at the time that you are in difficulty. But the largest proportion, if you believe in ventilator breath, you must believe that you will live to take on your breath sounds yourself. Otherwise, it's a waste for the ventilator. A waste.
Mm.
If you will die, then there's no need. That's what COVID has taught us.
That's right.
Some of the people, you are so dependent on ventilator that you can't breathe anymore. And therefore, when they you just wither.
That's right.
So the prayer is good, but sometimes it spoils Christians. Prayer from people sometimes can spoil you. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll pray for you. Amen. Amen. To pray for you.
Pray for yourself.
I see the hand of God operating. I see your marriage, everything that you have. Begin, even if you have a pain. One day I had a pain on my time. I prayed to the Lord. You have a pain in the back, pray to the Lord. Don't wait till a diagnosis comes. You have a dress problem, they rebuke you, pray about it. They say your boss is calling you, pray before you go. I'm going to take care of every patient. I pray before I go. I pray. I go to the bathroom and I pray. Mention all. Lord, I commit all to your hands. And everyone, I lay my hands. And then they don't know it. Silently, I pray.
Mm-hmm.
Every little thing will be supernatural from today. Next week, I can't wait. But I'm going to give you 12 by the
grace
answered prayer. By the time this series is finished, especially the one that is coming next week, Sunday, by the way. I can't wait. Don't just come alone. Come with somebody else and let together explore in this adventure of prayer.
Oh, we need it.
I said prayer.
2021, we need it.
Bless you in Jesus' name. Put your hands together and rise your
Amen.
Wow.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to share a word of prayer with you. Please, nobody should please leave. Don't turn off. This is God's word. This is God's presence. God has not finished with you. He's touching some hearts. Some of us had difficulty. We don't even know how to pray. God is touching you now. Don't go away until this service is over. Your prophetic package is not done yet. Receive it now. Put your hand on your heart. God is touching many lives. God is touching many situations. Situations that looked useless. You are recovering. God's recovery at Christ's expense is coming to you. You don't have to pay the price. You don't have to work for it. He's ever lived to make intercession for us. He's interceding for you. Father, yes, that's one of your subjects for intercession. Everyone whose heart, his hand is on his heart, on his chest right now, whose hand is up, look, Lord, and operate the supernatural Epaphras prayer life. Look, oh Lord, and let the prayer mouth of Eli, who says, go and your petitions will be answered. Let that anointing rest upon your people.
Today,
may we not be dependent, but may we rely on you. May we please you by faith, believing in your existence and coming boldly. I pray, Lord, make all of us fruitful. Make all of us fruitful. Let the name of Jesus Christ take on a new meaning. May it not be a swear word anymore. May it not be an exclamation, but may we respect the power of this name so that through prayer, it will generate faith and access realms that we have never ventured. Thank you. Now, if you are here, you don't know Jesus as your personal savior, you want to give your life to Christ, or you want to rededicate your life to a new life of prayer, this prayer that is coming is for you. You want to give your life to Christ. You want to say, Lord, I want to start afresh. It's as if I never even knew you. I want to start afresh with you. I want to rededicate my life to you. This is your prayer for a short time. Put your hand on your chest and say this prayer after me. And after that, the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you. Say, Almighty Father.
Almighty Father.
I have heard your word.
I
have captured it in faith.
I have captured it in faith.
I want a fresh start.
I want a fresh start.
A faith lifestyle. I believe Jesus is the Christ.
I believe Jesus is the Christ.
He's the one that I need.
He's the one that I need.
May his blood purge me of my sins.
May his blood purge me of my sins.
And make me a child of God.
And make me a child of God.
Based on this faith. I am born again. Write my name.
In the book of life.
Make me a prayer warrior.
Make me a prayer warrior.
Make me a prayer warrior.
A man or a woman of faith.
A man or a woman of faith.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me
with your Holy Spirit.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, before you go, we are not done. Believe me, from now, never leave the service until we are done. It's only 15 minutes left. Never leave. When you leave, it's a sign that, Lord, you know, I don't have time for you. You're wasting my time. Bible says, they that wait upon the Lord,
they renew their strength.
You are going stronger than you came.
Amen.
Those who came in through the east gate with fear, you are going with
preach.
Those who came with remnants of disease, you are going with good health.
Amen. You came
with poverty, you live through the west with God's riches.
Amen.
You will never be lonely.
Amen.
You will be a family man with the Lord, relating well, living in his sanctuary.
Amen.
Speak that this year, God will elevate you. Amen. And make you a man of the Garden of Eden, where Amen. He makes provision for you because you believe in his existence.
Amen. Amen.
Yours in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hey, let's go there. It's a good life.
We believe that the Word of God has come through to you, and you have been blessed. Come join our services at 5796 Shelby Oaks Drive this and every Sunday at 9:45 a.m. Be blessed.